Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Kang with you, along with Grumpy Cat working the phones. Taking those calls at 248-539-9797. No, you gave us the go-ahead. You can't be shaking your head now at that.
I never agreed to this.
Kang, did he not accept it?
You accept your nicknames, my friend. By the way, what are you getting Tobias for Christmas?
Get him a new home. I'm going to relocate the cat.
Oh, a catio?
That sounds like a better idea.
Oh, a catio?
A catio. See, now, this is what I was worried about, is you looping me in with Jim Costa and his obsession with his cat. This cat actively hates me, and I actively hate this cat. You don't sound convinced. I'm telling you the truth.
I mean, you protest too much. It just...
Right.
There's nothing wrong with saying you enjoy a cat. I like cats.
I don't not enjoy cats.
I mean, I have a dog, but I...
That specific cat that I don't enjoy.
But that's your cat.
It's not my cat. It's my wife's cat.
Lives with you.
Yeah.
It's your cat.
No.
When you exchanged vows...
Right.
On the sandy shores of...
Lake Huron.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which is, that's where you did this, right?
Sure, yes.
Where you did
this. conversation, sure, yes.
Was Tobias in a tuxedo?
Whatever it was, right.
Tobias was not in attendance at my wedding.
Is he a tuxedo cat? Did you not have to get him an outfit? Was
no,
he a ring bearer?
Didn't show up at the wedding. Was not there. Okay. Left him in the apartment.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that we'd get back and maybe he wouldn't.
Oh, no. No.
It could have happened. We were gone for a good week.
You don't wish for those things.
There's the auto feeder that, you know, I could have tampered with the auto feeder, with the food and the water.
Oh,
I didn't.
Kenny.
Because I'm a gentleman.
Kenny.
I'm better than that. I'm bigger than that.
Do you feed the cat?
I do not. You know what's funny is, now that you say that, I made a point before moving in with her that I said, I don't like your cat. Your cat doesn't like me. So if we move in together, you're in charge of the doo-doo duties, and you're in charge of, you know, the food and water situation. I don't want anything to do with the cleaning or the
feeding.
So you don't
have to clean the litter box at
all. I have none of that responsibility, I made it very clear to begin with.
Have you had to go out and get food?
I have not.
You've had to have at one point because, like, just going out, hey, pick up some cat food, too, while
you're
at it.
The wife is sick.
Yeah.
You got to be, you know.
If she was actually, there was a couple times she was sick where I grabbed a bag of cat food.
Hey, did you?
But it's not like a part of my routine of the couple of times a week or a month or so. I don't do that regularly.
No, I understand. You gotta tell Tobias he's a good boy.
No,
he's daddy's good boy.
No, don't put that on me. Don't you dare put that on me, Gator.
Who's daddy's good boy?
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky
Tobias.
Bobby? No. We're done with this.
All right,
we're done.
Let's get a.
Don't want to talk about Tobias anymore.
A skein of yarn for Christmas?
No. I've never once bought a present for the cat.
Until now.
Won't happen.
All right. Fair enough. Anyway, Grumpy Cat's working the phones, as you can tell. Let's get back to the phones. And Brian is next up here at 97 on the ticket. Hey, Brian.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Merry Christmas to you.
You too, Gator.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great New Year's, you and your family.
Same to you. Thank you.
Man, is this the... Now that the Lions season not going well, now we're going to talk about injuries and the refs. If that's the name of the game plan?
No, it's not the game plan. I think it's just kind of fun to talk about every once in a while to look at and see some things that happen. Because both Kang and I agree, we think it happens everywhere. Every team is dealing with injuries. We started the show talking about, after we talked to Jared Goff, we started talking about the game last night in San Francisco. What they've done is incredible because they're dealing with injuries. Significant injuries, and there they are at top of their division. It's amazing. And you know, do I really think that if I had to break down why the Lions aren't as good this year as they have been in the past, I do think injuries is probably the number one thing. But it's not an excuse. It's a reason, and you got to deal with it like every other team does. And the Lions haven't been able to deal with it as well.
I didn't hear the whole Goff interview. Was when he was mad at the fans? Was he mad how they played and lost that game? Was he mad at that?
I'm sure he's not happy with losing the game. They never are.
Listen, could it be that just Holmes and Campbell did a bad job of equipping this team to be prepared to win? Because the reason I asked that, Gator, they didn't do anything at the trade deadline, but they was going to bring the guy off the field to retire last year. They knew they needed help, and they didn't do anything.
Well,
I just think this was a bad job at Campbell and Holmes. And they have to pay for it.
Brian, what I would say to that is, and thanks for the call. And again, happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. What I would say to that is, I don't know what was available to them at the trade deadline or what the cost was. Now, obviously, any player is going to be available depending on what you'd be willing to give up. And if the cost was too high, where it's like, are you kidding me? I'm not giving up a first round pick to get a rental offensive lineman for the rest of this season who is, you know, above average, but I why would you do that? I mean, if the price ends up being ridiculous, then you're not going to make the trade. And as it was, there were hardly any trades of significance that went on at the deadline to begin with. So I understand the frustration. And as I pointed out, this is part of the injury thing too, though, is that over the last several years, they have drafted a bunch of offensive linemen. They've acquired offensive linemen in the offseason. And these guys just got hurt. Colby Sorsdahl, Giovanni Manu, Miles Frazier, Christian Mahogany. These are all guys that got hurt. Jamarco Jones was another one that got hurt. It's a ton of guys. That's a handful. Literally five guys right there, let alone Tristan Colon, who missed the game on Sunday against the Steelers. That you had Frank Ragnow retire after the draft. I mean, there's a lot there. Would things have been different? Would they have done anything differently had they known in February that Frank Ragnow wasn't going to come back, that he was going to be retired? Would they have addressed things differently in free agency? I don't know. I would hope so, but we don't know that because Frank didn't retire until after the draft. And they still spent one of their top two, their second round pick. They did use it on an offensive lineman. But in the end, I mean, it's not enough because here they are at 8-7, and they don't control their own destiny anymore. They need help. They need the Packers to lose their games. And I totally understand the frustration. And I think they're frustrated too because they didn't get a chance to see their guys who they've drafted over the last few years get a chance to prove themselves. And maybe they're not going to be good enough to be starters in the NFL anyway. Okay, then you know, in a few weeks, if that's the case, they got to get back to the drawing board and figure out a way to get this offensive line figured out because that's the lifeblood of this team, without question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Everything starts up front, both offensively and defensively. It's the same thing on the defensive line. You know, you got guys that have taken a step back this year. Lee McNeil is not what he was. DJ Reader is not what he was. Josh Pascal, another season where he's hurt, not playing. You know, they released Levi Onwuzurike after last year, and Broderick Martin this year. And, you know, it's a lot going on. Mekhi Wingo can't see the field. There's a lot happening. Tyleek Williams has been, you know, mixed reviews on Tyleek Williams as a defensive tackle in his rookie season. He was a first-round pick. So there's a lot to be concerned with on the offensive line and on the defensive line. And as they gotten pushed around the last couple weeks in particular, but it's the last 5 weeks, we had that stat that somebody had tweeted out yesterday that we read. It was unbelievable. In the last 5 games, the Lions' defense has given up like 540 yards a game. And in contrast, the Cincinnati Bengals are the worst in the league in defense. For the season, they've given up 406 yards a game. Lions are on a worse pace than that over the last 5. They got real problems.
No, they got huge problems on the defensive side of the ball. But we kind of knew that a few weeks ago that the formula for this team to win and get in the playoffs was to outscore teams, to win shootouts. And the question, I remember our show was asking, is could the Lions do that? The offensive line is the more pressing issue for me. Because they are built through the offensive line. This whole team is built through the offensive line. Running the ball, pass protection, scoring, outscoring other teams. They've been one of the best offensive teams in the league the last 3 years. If they don't get the offensive line straight coming this offseason, they're going to be in big trouble. Because at least on the defensive line, you got Hutch, you got Lee McNeil. You expect those guys to play up to their contracts, right? I think the Tyleek Williams pick was to replace DJ Reader eventually. Yep. And the other side of Hutch, you're going to have to get somebody not named Marcus Davenport. Like, you know, somebody you could just rely on to be an edge setter and rush the quarterback a little bit. And that could be through a rotation. But the offensive line, especially that interior, they got to get that fixed. Because if they don't, they're in huge trouble.
Well, I'm with you on that. And I agree with what you said. I mean, because the way this team is constructed, it's like, okay, the offense does their job enough and where they're supposed to be elite. And then the defense just has to be good enough. And you got it. Unfortunately for the offense, that line has been decimated. The retirement of Ragnow hurts, and then the rotation of guards that they've had because of injuries. And then you get to the game on Sunday, and you're working with not your first, not your second, but your third string center, and not your first, not your second, but your third and fourth and fifth string tight ends. And next thing you know, you're in real trouble. And if you can't run the football, then you become one-dimensional, and teams are just going to pin their ears back and get after it. And fortunately for the Lions, the Steelers weren't capable of really getting to the quarterback in that game. But a lot of the Lions, they frankly get into an opportunity to win the game and probably should have won the game. When you get down to it, when you have first and goal at the 1 with 22 seconds to go, you're thinking you got this and a timeout. But it didn't work out that way, as we know. And now they're in the position they're in. This is 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.